thanks very much. Thanks very much for inviting me to be a discussant, and thanks also for the fascinating paper. It's really interesting to actually see your analysis, which is coming from a very different angle from where we were coming from, but actually you arrive at quite similar types of conclusions, particularly in relation to political economy dimensions, and in terms of also our types of recommendations going forward. So rather than commenting on the paper, as has already been very ably done by my colleagues here, and I'm less familiar with the region and the context in terms of Egypt, I thought I would just say a little, say some words about the study that Hemal mentioned that we have been involved in at ODI, which has been focusing on the perceptions and experiences of unconditional cash transfer programs in five countries. These countries are Kenya, Mozambique, Uganda, and Palestine and Yemen. And these unconditional cash transfers have been targeting particularly vulnerable groups. To get at this kinds of information, we used a range of qualitative and participatory approaches. These allowed us to obtain in-depth insights into psychosocial, relational, and political economy dimensions of cash transfer programming at individual, intrahousal, and community levels. So turning to some key findings, and what was very striking was that the effects of the cash transfer were overwhelmingly positive in all the countries. So at individual level, people spoke about, for instance, the cash transfer as having increased their dignity, self-confidence, and self-esteem. At household level, the cash transfer was felt to decrease intra-household tensions. And at community level, the cash transfer was seen to decrease and increase acceptance of once marginalized groups. And it also had a spillover effect on the local economy. So people who were not receiving the cash transfer were also benefiting. We also asked about perceptions of program design. So for instance, in terms of targeting, this was seen to be very fair in Uganda and Kenya. But in Yemen and Palestine, there were some concerns about the targeting process being politicized. In terms of transfer amounts, these were felt to be insufficient across all countries, and that without additional forms of support, the recipients felt they would struggle to cope. Payment delivery mechanisms, which varied across different countries, were generally viewed positively, although there were some complaints about distance and waiting times to access the payment. And all recipients stressed the importance of combining the cash transfer with other complementary programs, for instance, income-generating opportunities and skills training. Interestingly, also for this discussion that we've been having here, is that our study provided information on issues around governance and accountability. And this was seen to be critical for effective and transparent program implementation, ultimately social justice outcomes. So in terms of accountability mechanisms, the study found that the spaces in which program beneficiaries interact with one another and with program staff varied considerably. So in Palestine and Yemen, opportunities for this kind of interaction were limited to the bank or post office queues. Whereas in the three African countries, there were more regular spaces for interactions, thanks to community liaison officers and more regular community meetings. Thereby, this allowed increased opportunities for program implementation to be more responsive to community priorities. In all countries, the programs had some form of grievance mechanism, but their implementation appears to be relatively weak. In the African programs, the volume of complaints and grievances was generally low. This seemed to be partly because transfers are seen as a gift, either from political leaders or from God, and because of the fear of being excluded from the program for speaking out. By contrast, in Palestine and Yemen, program beneficiaries typically saw inclusion in the program as their right, rather than as a gift, charity, but even so, they were often not confident that they would get adequate follow-up if they complained. The cash transfers appear to have consolidated state-citizen ties in countries where there is relatively good information provision and where community leaders and local program implementers have not been excessively politicized. This was the cases in Kenya and Uganda, for instance. In Mozambique and Yemen, however, where programs have often been used as a political tool and plagued by varying forms of clientelism and or corruption, confidence in the state has generally not improved. In Palestine, the cash transfer is recognized as a critical coping strategy, but there's very limited recognition of the Palestinian Authority's contribution, effectively undermining the potential political mileage that can be gained by the government. So turning to some conclusions and policy recommendations, and also learnings that could be taken forward in other countries, study respondents identified that targeting They spoke about the importance of having multiple checks and balances at different levels to reduce inclusion and exclusion errors, including strengthening the mandate and decision-making role of community monitoring networks. In terms of the transfer amount, as said before, everyone felt it was insufficient. There were widespread calls for the introduction of inflation index payments to cope with rising prices, especially of food and fuel. There are also recommendations to improve the transfer delivery mechanisms so as to minimise time and expenses incurred by beneficiaries in collecting the transfer. There was felt the need to increase capacity building of programme implementers, and similarly, it was felt that incentives and monitoring systems were critical to support the professional development and the motivation of implementing staff. Investing in awareness-raising efforts with beneficiaries and wider communities to strengthen information flows was another important cross-cutting recommendation. These could include using payment days as opportunities to provide key information. In terms of governance and accountability, programs should strengthen grievance procedures and feedback channels, as well as strengthen coordination across service providers involved in different types of social protection. This could be facilitated by a national registry system or coordinated database system. To maximise the impact of cash transfer programmes for specific marginalised groups, it was felt that it was essential to tailor social assistance packages to address the diversity of factors that contribute to vulnerability and poverty experienced by beneficiaries. Finally, for our countries, it was felt that it was important to ensure that future rollout of such kinds of programmes was embedded within a broader social protection strategy that includes links to complementary forms of social protection, such as asset transfers, fee waivers, and health insurance.